This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Pope Benedict XVI is in Mexico today as he begins a week-long trip to Latin America. The pontiff arrived yesterday afternoon in the central Mexican state of Guanajuato. He's spending the weekend in Mexico before heading to Cuba. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Guanajuato.
Crowds of people dressed in white and waving yellow flags lined the highway outside the León airport to welcome Pope Benedict XVI, and they cheered wildly when the grinning 84-year-old pontiff sped past in his glass-sided Pope-mobile. Annabel Riso and her sister had been standing in the intense late-afternoon sun in hopes of catching a glimpse of the Pope.
Muy cerquita.
We were very close, she gushes. We could see his face, his eyes. Her sister Olga says she believes Pope Benedict was sent here at this moment in time by God. Mexico has so many problems right now, she says. She hopes the Pope's visit will help Catholics come together and improve the country. For everything, for all the problems we have, she says. The poverty, the drug violence, the political problems, everything. The throngs of well-wishers stretched for miles along the highway from the airport into the center of León. Huge billboards welcomed the pontiff here. But the response elsewhere in Mexico to Pope Benedict's trip has been lukewarm. He comes amidst a presidential campaign and a brutal drug war that's terrified and desensitized much of the country. Bernardo Barranco, a scholar with the Center for Religious Studies in Mexico City, says Benedict's first trip to Mexico comes in the wake of the extremely popular Pope John Paul
II. In 1979,
Barranco says, there was a very glamorous, very spectacular encounter between Pope John Paul II and Mexico. During John Paul's first two trips to Mexico in 1979 and 1990, Barranco says an estimated 25 million people flocked to see the pontiff. Mexico remains one of the most Catholic countries in the world. In the 2010 census, 83% of Mexicans identified themselves as Catholic. Organizers of this trip are expecting up to 300,000 people to attend an open-air mass by Pope Benedict tomorrow. But Barranco says Benedict hasn't captured the public's imagination the way John Paul did. Pope Benedict XVI comes during a very different time, Barranco says, with a country wounded and depressed by the prolonged drug war, a country that doesn't have a clear vision of its own future. On his flight from Rome to Mexico, speaking with reporters, Pope Benedict denounced the drug violence that's claimed almost 50,000 lives here over the last 5 years. This is expected to be one of the leading themes of his visit to Mexico. He's also expected to call for a return to traditional Catholic values. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Guanajuato, Mexico.